There is a bhajan that we sing at home in Trinidad, dedicated to Hanumanji, and it has a little bit of, well, it is about the episodes in Sri Ramacharita Manasa. So we will just sing it a bit. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, tum Sita khabar sunai, tum Sita khabar sunai, mere man ki shok mitai, tar aayo baar nidhana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram sagar mein se tu banaya, sab lashkar paar langhaya, sagar mein se kiya lanka puri bithana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, Shri लक्ष्मण की जान बचाई, सब राक्षस से न घिराई, लक्ष्मण की जान बचाई, सब राक्षस से न घिराई, रावण दश शीश उरारा, सुन वचन कहु Paramana, सुन वचन कहु Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, suna vachan kahu Paramana, suna vachan kahu Paramana. Shri Ram kahe Hanumana, मम काम किया बर भारे, तुम जीवो वर्ष हजारे, मम काम किया बर भारे, तुम जीवो वर्ष हजारे, ब्रह्मानंद भोग सुख नाना, सुन वचन कहूं Paramana, So now that we have installed Bhagwan Ramachandra ji in the vault of our hearts, we proceed with our satsang. So over the last few nights, we looked at first the meeting of Bhagwan and Bhakta, of God and his devotee. Then we started to look at Hanumanji as the example of Karma Yoga. That this is how we should perform, engage in our Karma Yoga. And then last night, we saw that Hanumanji overcomes all four challenges. And in the same way, our path to moksha will have some obstacles, and these are how we overcome. So tonight, we're going to see the meeting between Bhakta and Bhakta. The meeting between Hanumanji and Vibhishanaji. So for us, we interact with a variety of people on a daily basis. Family, friends, mission, family, colleagues, some of the people who we interact with, some of them are sadhakas, some of them are not sadhakas. But regardless of who we interact with, how as a sadhaka, how as a bhakta, I should have universal love for all. How should I accept all? How should I not just tolerate, but embrace all and interact with everyone? It is by recognizing the presence of God in all. This is the easy answer, right? So tonight, this is what we're going to see. How is it that two individuals who in a different situation are unlikely to become friends, how is it they are able to bond based on just one simple thing, their love for God, their shared love for God. So this is what we explore tonight. So Hanumanji has entered Lanka, and Lankini allows him to pass. He enters Lanka and he starts his search for Sita Devi. So we are in Sundar Kanda after Doha number 4, Chaupai number 4. Sayana kiye dekha kapiti. Shri Ram Jaya, I'll start lower. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Rama. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Rama. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Rama. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Rama. Sayana kiye dekha kapi teri. Mandir mahunati dikha bhi teri. Bhavan ek puni teri. Hanumanji is in Lanka. He is in the palace of Ravana. And he is in his search for Sita Devi. So he goes into the palace. He sees Ravana and he is asleep. But Vaidehi, she is not in that palace. He's not searching for Sita Devi in the palace. What is he doing in the palace? And why is he not searching for Sita Devi in that palace? Because Bhagwan Ramachandra ji is in the forest. She is not going to be enjoying palace life. She's going to be doing exactly what he is doing. So if he is in the forest, I am also going to be living forest life. And anyway, that was the curse that they were living through, right? So I should not be living, if I go into Ravana's palace, 14 years is not over. So then you are breaking that. So she still continues to live under that in the Vatika. So then what is he doing there? We look at so many movies, right? When the government sends spies, the first thing they do is what? They go and look around the place. They do inspection, they do examination. So Hanumanji is Ramaduta. He is the delegate of Bhagwan Rama. So he too is doing some exploring, right? What is the enemy camp like? So he's not looking for any palace. He's just doing that exploration. So in the second half of the Chaupai, it is said that Hanumanji, in his exploration of Lanka, he comes across a mandir. And that mandir has the markings of Bhagwan. In the next Chaupai, it is in the Doha, sorry, it is that this mandir is going to have the markings of Bhagwan. So let's see what he is thinking. Doha number 5. Ramayuddha Ankita Griha. Subhavarani na jai. Nava Tulasi ka Brindataha. Dekhi Harsh Kapirai. Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai. So this mandira, this griha, this house, has the Rama Yudha, the weapons of Bhagwan Ramachandra ji, the bow, the arrow. And it is said that it was absolutely gorgeous. He was captivated by it. So much that Harsha, this Hanumanji, he has so much joy, he experienced so much joy in his heart just seeing that mandir and seeing the many tulsi plants in the courtyard of that mandir, of that griha. So what is he thinking of him to himself? Doha number, chow pai number one. Lanka nisi charanik nivasa. Iha kaha sacca karabasa. Man mahu tarka karai kapinaga. Tihi samaya bidhi shanu jaga. Shri Ram, Jaya Rama, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Rama, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Rama, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Rama, Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Rama. Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai. In the beginning of Sundar Kand, when Hanumanji enters Lanka, Goswami Tulsidas ji spends three chandas just describing the beauty of Lanka. Right? Hanumanji is doing exploration. And what captivates him, what catches his attention, is not these huge palaces and decorated in gold and jewels and things like that. What captivated him is the Mandira Bhagwan. What drew his attention? He is still searching for Sita Devi, but he gets sidetracked. Why? Because of Bhagwan. He sees Mandir. I have to go there. So he's thinking to himself now, Lanka Nisichara. This Lanka is full of demons, it's full of Rakshasa. This is Rakshasa capital. How is it there is a Sajjana here, a noble soul, a great person? How is it that he is living here in the center of Rakshasa capital? Means Tamas is here, right? How is it that Sattva has a home here? While he was thinking in this way, Vibhishanu jaga. Vibhishana wakes up. So in such a tamasic environment, Sattva has a home. I don't know how true this is, but I heard that we have a mission center in Las Vegas. Is it?
Used to be.
But you think of Las Vegas, you hear Las Vegas, and what do you think about? Right? All nonsense. But still, Mandir is there. Even if mission is no longer there, but there are Mandirs there that are there. Right?
Yeah.
So we hear and we think, oh, that is such a tamasic place. How is it that Sattva is allowed to prevail? This part of the katha shows us a very invaluable point. That we feel sometimes that I have to modify, change my environment in order to perform sadhana. So I need to go to the forest, or I need to go to the ashram to, you know, live a sattvic life, to live a life full of sadhana and tapas. Vibhishana says, no, I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to alter desha. I don't need to alter the space or the place. I'm going to do it right here. So there are certain things that we think can be obstacles for us. Desha, place, kala, time. We look for all of those auspicious time in which to do our sadhana. It has to be the right moment. But Gurudev, he used to say, right, you don't need a right moment for japa. You could do it right here, right now. When, whether you're in a car traveling or on the plane or you're sitting by the train track waiting for the train to come or wherever, you pull out your japa mala and you do your sadhana. So we don't have to change environment. We don't have to change time. We don't have to change the people who are we are surrounded by. We could just start our sadhana. There is nothing actually keeping us back. Those are all, you know, little excuses that we make for ourselves sometimes. There is one type of tapa called as adhi bhautika tapa. So you have three types of afflictions, right? Divine, environmental, and internal. This desha kala, it comes under adhi bhautika tapa, the environmental obstacles. When we have a sattvic environment, like an ashram, this particular affliction is not there. So that sadhana becomes more conducive to perform our sadhana in such a place. We don't have to overcome the obstacle of environmental affliction. So it does help if we are able to practice sadhana in a sattvic place. But the absence of a sattvic place should not serve as an excuse for us to not practice. What this particular Chaupai is telling us is that it is not a matter of environment, it is a matter of the mind. Do I have the desire to perform my sattva? Because if I have the desire to perform, then nothing could stop me. If I am dedicated, nothing will stop me. I will do it at any time, in any place, regardless of whatever is around. I will find a way to get it done. And that is the test of sincerity. See, a couple of days back also, we were talking about COVID, right? That Bhagawan blessed us with quarantine so that we could increase our sadhana. And many people would not have taken up the opportunity. But there are people who did, right? And those people, their sattva would have increased tremendously because that was the right time for us to do it. That was Bhagawan shut down the whole world for us to do, right? So their sattva would have increased. So Vibhishana wakes up and we chant again. Ram Ram Teji Suran Kinha. Hridaya Harsha Kapi Sajjan Chinha. Ehi sana hathi kari hum pahchana. Oh, mine says pahchana. Okay. Pahchani sadhu te hui nakar jahani. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Rama. 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 Siyavar Ram Chandra ki jai. Ram Ram Tehi Sumirana Kina. So he wakes up and he begins to chant the name of Ram Ram Ram. Idin Japa. Ramanama. And हृदयः ऋषकपि सज्जन चीना. That Hanumanji, he was delighted to make the acquaintance of a Sajjana, of a noble person, a virtuous person. And he thinks, ehi sana hathi karihau pahachani, that I should make acquaintance with this Vibhishana. I should meet him. Sadhute hoi na karaja hani. Because if one meets a sadhu, a santa mahatma, then how can I suffer in any way? How can I be defeated or hurt in any way? So I have to make the acquaintance this sadhu, this sajjana. So Hanumanji first sees the external markings or evidence that a Hari Bhakta is here, with the mandir and the tulsi plants and all of those things. And now he gets confirmation because Rama, Rama, Rama is going on. So we too, like Hanumanji, if we go for vacation, and this happens, right? We go for vacation sometimes, and then you find out, oh, there's a mandir here too. Or, oh, there's a Chenmaya Mission Center here too. And well, we run there only, right? You're on vacation, you're on a break, and but you go. You want to see what it is like. You want to meet the people there. You want to talk to them and have satsang with them, right? So same. Or I should say, Hanumanji is doing it. We are doing the same thing. So he said, I have to make acquaintance. Why? Because my Bhagawan is there. We do the same thing because my Gurudev is there. So I want to meet them. I want to spend time there. Now, funny thing is, not funny, but wonderful. Vibhishana is a Rakshasa. Rakshasa means tamas. He has a tamasic body, physical body. But Hanumanji calls him two lovely names, Sajjana and Sadhu. Normally, when we interact with people, we tend to go the other way. If they're good, we want to show the bad things. But this Vibhishana is externally tamasic. And he is calling him a very sattvic name, Sajjana and Sadhu. So he is showing the glory of the Rakshasa. Because the body is tamasic, but the mind is sattvic. The mind is the mind of a Santa Mahatma. His mind is a mind of a sadhu. Chavaitri, Viprarupa. Viprarupa Hari Bachan Sunai. Sunat Vibhishana Uthita Taha Aayi. Kari Pranam Poochhi Kusalai. Vipra Kaha Unja Katha Bujai. Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram. 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 Siyavar Ramachandra Ki Jai. विप्र रूप धरि वचन सुनाए दैट हनुमान जी अस्यूम्स द फॉर्म ऑफ अ ब्राह्मण एंड ही गोज एंड ही कॉल्स आउट विभीषण हु when he hears हनुमान जी कॉलिंग हिम आउट ही गेट्स अप एंड ही गोज टू सी वेयर ही इज एंड देन ही डज व्हाट प्रणाम ही प्रोस्ट्रेट्स एंड देन ही आस्क्स हु आर यू हाउ आर यू Why have you come here? Now, a noteworthy point is that Hanumanji again takes the form of a Brahmana, right? When he meets Bhagavan, he assumes the form of a Brahmana. When he meets Bhakta, he is again assuming the form of a Brahmana to appear more amenable, more agreeable. When he meets Bhagavan for the first time and he goes in disguise, it is because he has not yet recognized himself or identified himself as Das, as Subhat. So therefore, you know, he takes this disguise. His objective at that point in time was to deceive. When he meets Vibhishana, he takes the form of a Brahmana again. It is that Hanumanji uses the external signs that, you know, Mandar is here, Tulsi plants are here, Vibhishana is chanting Rama, Rama, Rama. So he knows that Vibhishana is a Bhakta. But he also has Kapi form, right? Vanara form is there. But he doesn't have those things that Vibhishana, so that those clues, those signs are absent. So he takes Brahmana form to appear more amenable so that Vibhishana can recognize him as a Bhakta. But Vibhishana doesn't need this to recognize him as a Bhakta. But strange enough, when he meets Janaki Devi, he doesn't take any disguise. He goes as he is in a diminutive form, but he goes as he is, as a vanara. Because we can't deceive Mother. She knows the heart, she knows the soul. Any lie that comes out of the mouth, she will pick up on it immediately. Any hurt is there in the heart, she will pick up on it immediately. So she knows us through and through. She gave birth to us only, right? So she must know. We can't hide. Mothers are very special beings. Eh? I don't cry on Father's Day. I hide all on Mother's Day. every year. It was like that for me. कि तुम हरिदास मोरे हृदय प्रिय अति होई कि तुम राम दीन अनुरागी करना बड़ भागी ವಿಭೀಷಣ ಡಿಸ್ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್. ವಿ ನೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಇಫೆಕ್ಟ್. Therefore, Bhagavan is expressing through and through this creation. And therefore, I should have love, universal love. But we have a little bit of problem in actually putting that into practice sometimes. So sometimes a little bit of jealousy might emerge, or a little bit of competition will emerge, or comparison, or whatever it is. So we understand in principle, but it is a little bit difficult to put into practice. But we know, we want to do that. We want to have that universal love. It is just a little difficult. But Vibhishana is showing exactly this trait that recognize Bhagawan in everybody. He says, are you Bhakta or are you Bhagawan himself? Has Bhagawan come here in this form to bless me today? There is another bhakta in Ramacharitamanasa who displays this quality very nicely in the form of Shabari Devi. Matanga Rishi told her that, you know, Bhagawan Rama will visit you one day, visit the ashram and bless you. But he doesn't tell her when he is coming, what day, what time, nothing. She doesn't even know what Bhagawan looks like, right? All she knows is, my guru told me he is coming, so he is coming. So whoever is visiting her ashrama, she has to greet that person as though she is greeting Bhagawan. When she picks the fruits and plucks the flowers and decorates and everything, and she welcomes and receives the guest, she's receiving as though it is Bhagawan himself. So she also has that trait of seeing Bhagawan in all. And this is what we have to do. This is how we have to live. This is how we achieve universal love, by actually recognizing Bhagawan. Not that Bhagawan is only expressing it. No. This is Bhagawan. This is how she was welcoming, right? Not that this is an effect of God. This is God himself, right? Not that God is present in my heart. This is Bhagawan alone. This is how we have to treat or interact with everybody. In Ramacharitamanasa, we see that Bhagawan accepts and embraces all different types of people. There was this Nishad Raj, I think it was, the tribesman, the chief, who is also of low caste, and Bhagawan embraces him. And Lakshmana is standing there and he's upset because Kshatriya shouldn't be embracing person of lower caste. Shouldn't be touching, far less to be embracing, right? Then Kevat is also there, the boatman. There's a story around that, right? Where before he was born as Kevata, this is Bhagwan Vishnu, Mahavishnu is there. And he is reclining on Sheshnag. And Lakshmi Devi is there. She's fanning. And Sheshnag is there also. And this little tortoise comes. And he just wants to nibble on the big toe of Bhagawan. And Lakshmi Devi doesn't want him to disturb Bhagawan. So she swats him away. And Sheshnag also doesn't want him to disturb. So he spits poison. So the little tortoise becomes scared and he runs away. That tortoise in a different birth becomes Kevaka, the boatman. And that boatman now gets the opportunity to wash the feet of Bhagavan. So he doesn't get to nibble, he gets to wash that feet of Bhagavan. And Sita Devi and Lakshmana, who are Lakshmi Devi and Sheshnaga, they have to stand up and watch. Prior they were upset, they don't want him around. Now they don't have a choice. He gets the opportunity to, he gets his heart's desire fulfilled. So Bhagavan embraces, accepts all different types of people. Nishad Raj, Kevata, Shabari Devi, who is low-born, Ahalya Devi, who is a stone only, right? Then, of course, Bharat and Hanumanji. And even forgives Sugriva, who they had this agreement that I will help you get the kingdom if you help me find Sita Devi. He gets the kingdom and then he forgets Bhagavan. But Bhagavan forgives. So if Bhagavan has it in his heart to embrace and accept all, even though we do all of these things to him, then why is it that we cannot embrace and have universal love? Nobody does anything to us, right? So then if Bhagavan can accept, then why, who are we? So now we see that they engage in satsang. Doha 6. तब्त हनुमंत कही सब राम कथा निज नाम सुनत जुगल तन पुलक मन मगन सुमिरि गुण ग्राम सियावर रामचंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय तब हनुमंत कही सब राम कथा ही डज राम कथा दे डू सत्सब एंड देन ही टेल्स नाम ही टेल्स He discloses his identity. And then on hearing the name of Bhagavan Rama and doing satsang, then both of them became very overjoyed and they had goosebumps on the body. So joy was there and then goosebumps. So both of them had satsang with each other. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, Bhagavan Sri Krishna describes that if you want Avikampa Yoga essentially is moksha, but it means very clear, doubt-free knowledge. This is Avikampa Yoga, means moksha, liberation. If this is what you want, then how do you achieve that? He says, Bodhayantaha Parasparam. You need to enlighten each other with knowledge. Means do satsang. Start with satsang. Moksha will come. Satsang is a very integral part of a sadhaka's duty. In Navadha Bhakti, it starts with satsang only. The first one is satsang, right? In Bhajagovindam, Adi Shankaracharya ji says the same thing. Satsangatve nisangatvam and ends with Jivan Mukti. It starts with satsang. So the journey of a sadhaka always begins with this satsang. It is the core and the crux of our journey. So thrill ran through their bodies thinking about Bhagavan's gunas, his vibhutis, his mahima. And the thing is, this is how we feel when we attend satsang. You know, sometimes we spend the whole day like looking after the family. We go to work. We go through the day's work. And you leave feeling burdened. You feel like the whole weight of the world is on your shoulder, on your head. But still, you somehow find some time to go to satsang. And somehow or the other, you leave that satsang feeling energized, feeling rejuvenated, feeling relieved. Where did the burden go? Right? There is no other activity that could make us feel that way. You could go to the movies and you will feel some type of happiness and some relaxation, but you will never experience that level of joy that you experience when you go to satsang. That joy lasts for days. You still remember some of the things that are told. You start to hum some of the tunes days after because of that joyous lasting only. We go to satsang in Columbus also. And there is, I was telling uncle yesterday about one uncle who is there. They come and they play harmonium and dholak and tabla and everything. And when we have satsang like that, it's so different. Because like it just like transports you. You feel overjoyed and you just elated. All the worries, all the, you go sometimes with a headache and headache automatically goes away. Where it went, you know? And even as you are the person who is speaking for 1 hour, so energy is being exerted. But you don't feel tired, you know? That is the glory of satsang. So they engaged in satsang. I'll just go quickly now, right? Sunahu Pavana Sutta Rahani Hamari. That Vibhishana is telling Hanumanji, see how I am living here, that I am like the tongue inside the mouth full of teeth. At any time, somebody will bite on that tongue. Spontaneous, you don't know when it will happen. And pain, right? Pain is there. Because I am living in the center of Rakshasa capital. So I don't know at what point in time somebody will want to take away this from me, take away satsang from me, take away my sadhana from me, like Prahalada. Because Ravana is, and Ravana and Kumbhakarna is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And this is what Hiranyakashipu tried to do. He tried to take away Prahalada from his sadhana. So Vibhishana also is telling, well, I don't know when this fellow is going to take away, attempt to take away my sadhana from me. It could be at any moment. So does Bhagavan know that I need guidance, I need a master? Tamasa tanu kachu sadhana nahi. I have tamasic body. I am not able to do sadhana, says Vibhishana, who has a mandir, who is chanting Rama Nama. I'm not able to do sadhana. He's doing more sadhana than us. Right? If we were in a tamasic environment, we would have said, I'm in a tamasic environment, I can't do anything. He's saying. But still, and he's telling also that I don't have love for Bhagavan. He says, Priti na pada saroja mana mahi. I don't have love for Bhagavan's lotus-like feet. And I'm not doing sadhana. But you're doing sadhana, you're doing Bhagavan's name. How are you saying you're not having love? Of course he has love in me. But I know that Bhagavan's grace is with me because Benu Hari Kripa Milahi Nahi Santa. Santa. Hanuman ji calls the Rakshasa Vibhishana Sadhu and Sajjana. And the Rakshasa Vibhishana is calling the Rajasic Vanara Asanta. So both are recognizing. So one is Rajasic by nature, one is Tamasic by nature, but both of them are recognizing Sattva in each other. So tamas is not an obstacle. Vibhishana is proving this, that tamas is not an obstacle for us to do sadhana, because sadhana is the only way to uplift us from that tamas, right? And this becomes a question for us, that when I am in a tamasic frame of mind, what sadhana should I do? Ramanama, that is what we do. Not meditation and things. Those are more subtle forms of sadhana. If mind is tamasic and rajasic, meditation won't work, right? We first have to uplift that mind from that, and then only we could engage in meditation. So how do we uplift? By doing Ramanama Japa. Swami Guruji, Gurudev, sorry, has a beautiful quote. He says, a short period of meditation can take the japa conditioned mind to unimaginable heights. Means you spend your time doing japa. Condition that mind doing japa. Get that mind to focus on Bhagavan's name. Then when you sit to do meditation, it will be effortless. It will be natural. So, Bhagavan has blessed me. And then, Hanumanji says that, yes, Bhagavan is blessing me. Bhagavan blesses his bhaktas. And then he also says, you have tamasic body, but I have rajasic body. Kahahu kavana mai parama hulina. Chaupai 4. Kapi chanchala sabati piti hina. That I have vanara 4. My mind is chanchal. That is the nature of monkey. Your monkey mind only. So Rajas is there. But still, in Doha 7, that Raghuvira, he has showered his grace and his blessings on me. And so saying, recalling the glories of Bhagavan Ramachandraji, this Hanumanji becomes very emotional with love. So here in this katha, in this episode, we see the unlikely friendship between the Rakshasa, the Tamasic Rakshasa and the Rajasic Vanara. And what binds them is their unconditional love for Bhagavan. The foundation of their friendship, of their relationship, is their love for Bhagavan. The foundation of our relationships, whether it is with spouse and parent and child and friend and colleague, should be our mutual love for Bhagavan. Gurudev has a lovely quote, and I write it in everybody's birthday card. Love is a link that connects, a force that attracts. He says, it is a fascination which seizes and a clasp that grasps. That is love. So with this we conclude. Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai, Pavana Sutta Hanuman ki jai, Umapati Mahadev ki jai, Bolo Bhai Sab Santan ki jai. Sati Shankar, you want to do now or after the closing? Okay. So we engage in closing mantra. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namah. Hari Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai, Shri Sadgurunath Maharaj ki jai, Har Har Namah. जय हर हर महा